Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, talk a little more baseball. The manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, Craig Counsell, is joining us. Craig, how you been?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks.
So the last time I saw you, we were getting ready for a season, and since then it's been pretty much shut down. So let me ask you this first and foremost, what have you been doing to kind of occupy your time?
Yeah, I mean, probably the same as everybody else. There's a little bit of work. Unfortunately, it's a lot less. I think we're probably more involved in your kids' lives a little bit right now, helping them with school, cooking around the house a little more. And, you know, nice days, like you mentioned before, nice days right now are huge, just getting outside. I think the good weather makes the Milwaukeeans a little happier, that's for sure.
How often do you stay in touch? Do you talk to all the guys, a few guys? I mean, I'm sure you're probably checking in to see how everybody's doing, right?
Yeah, we got a good kind of coordinated schedule of everybody kind of reaching out. I'll be honest. I mean, the guys, you know, you, at some point, there's not much to tell anybody, right? There's not much news. So try to save it for some news right now. They're all staying active. At some point, you know, we hope to get going and plan on getting going. So it's been a challenge for them just, for the players to kind of just be in limbo. They're kind of goal oriented, and you want targets and dates and things like that. And this story, you just can't give them that.
Yeah, I know that baseball is trying to figure out a plan, and nobody's really got specific answers. Is there a timetable in which you expect? How often? Put it this way: how often do you get a chance to either hear from the league or the front office, or is that more general manager speak with David Stearns and Mark Antanasio, or do you get involved in any of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's done at all kind of different levels. The managers have a call, it's kind of different for everybody, I think, because there's so many questions that need to be answered. So, everybody's involved kind of at their own level in trying to help. Really what's in what's going to happen is just to try to help plan everything that's going to be so different.
I'm just seeing some headlines that baseball is trying to figure out a return to play proposal to put in front of the Players Association. But I wanted to ask you, this has been brought up to me more than a few times. Do you feel like you guys are a part of the morale healing of the country if you guys get a chance to come back and play, whether it's in front of fans or not?
Yeah, I mean, I think hopefully what you'd like to do is to show people that we can go out and get back to some sense of normalcy. I think that's what kind of sports being back on it starts to do. That's the start of it. I think going back to work is going to happen a little first for a lot of people. And then as we do that, we can provide some more entertainment. I think how the country heals is it's going to be a little different this time. I think there's been a lot of comparisons made to 9/11. I think this is quite a bit different in just the length of the how things have been changed for so long. So, we'll see. But I think baseball has done a pretty good job of that before. In the past, and I know it's going to be on our minds when we start up again.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, you've been around baseball your whole life. I mean, I was sitting here the other day and discussing on the air. Imagine going to a game, and normally you're saying, hey, you know, here's my $8 or whatever it is for a beer and a hot dog and everything, and then you pass it down the aisle, and then they pass it back down to you. Oh, is that ever going to happen again? You know, vendors in the stands and throwing Cracker Jacks and all. You know, the romance that is baseball, I think, at least for the time being, in the short term anyway, it's kind of changed. You know what I mean? It's just, we need baseball, but everything has kind of changed.
Yeah, I mean, sports, we need fans. And I think, you know, this initial plan of us returning to play with possibly no fans, that's not a long-term solution. You know, fans have to be in the park. They have to be at the stadium, you know, wherever, from football to basketball to baseball, any sport, any sporting event, there has to be fans. And so that's the most important thing. At the start, we may have to make some adjustments, but we have to get back to a world where there's fans. That's what makes this whole thing go. It's what makes the players great at their jobs. It's what makes Bob Uecker great at his job. You know, it's the fans and the energy that they provide and that we all provide from being in the stadiums together.
Do you, well, let me ask you this. Speaking of baseball with no fans, have you watched any of the Korean baseball?
I have not watched any Korean baseball. I actually may go on one of the broadcasts in a couple of days, so I probably should watch some Korean baseball here. I have not watched any of them yet.
Talking with Craig Council, the Brewers manager. One of the things that they do now is they play music, kind of like as the game is going on in the NBA. They're playing music, and just to keep you, I guess, engaged, and it's not this deafening silence, you know. I can't imagine baseball. Now, there's walk-up music, but I can't imagine baseball being played while Guns N' Roses is thrashing around in the throughout the air. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, they're not going to play Guns N' Roses, Bill. Maybe 30 years ago they may have, but they're I don't think you're going to get your wish on that. But I think
I didn't know I was going to have to wear a cup to this interview. That's a nice kick there. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry. I'm long for the clubhouse banter, you know. So it's.
That's okay. We can take it. I got it.
Yeah, I think we want, you know, I think we're going to have to figure out ways to make the atmosphere good for the players. And so anything's on the table. So I'm sure we'll take some cues definitely from the way Korea's doing things. They're going first. And so I'm sure baseball's watching that and trying to figure out the best way to kind of put on a good show and put on a good product for TV if we return in kind of that kind of state.
When I was out there, one of the things that we had discussed and I talked with some of the players about was the chemistry that you guys had going in spring training. How is there a specific methodology to, I want to say, recreate that or pick up where you left off? Or is that just something that's a natural, organic thing with the guys that you've got in that clubhouse?
Yeah, it's a good question, but there's not a formula for it. There's not a manual for it. We're going to have to recreate it, and you know, whatever we had before, it's going to be very different. The clubhouse is going to be very different. It's going to be unlike, you know, we've ever seen. There won't be media, you know, things. So it's going to all be different, and we'll have to, you know, adjust to that and form a new energy kind of around that and a new connection around that. But until we get in the room together and interact, I don't think you can necessarily plan for it. I think you can plan for some themes, but not how we're going to interact, because it's all going to be different.
You had a couple of guys that were a little bit banged up as things began to shut down. My assumption is this has been incredibly beneficial to those guys, specifically a guy like Corey Knebel, who's trying to work himself back into getting ready, and that timetable had been pushed back a little bit. Now, maybe, you know, when you reconvene, things are good. I guess, is there an injury update on any of the guys, or is everybody just feeling good?
I think that the injured guys do benefit from this as far as they're not going to miss games. So I think for all clubs, you know, this just isn't our club, but every club is going to get a pretty big kick you know, and start out, you know, very, very healthy. Now, there still will be injuries, and I think injuries are probably among the greatest concern as we start back up, because it's going to be faster and less time to prepare, more games, less off days. So, keeping everybody healthy is going to be a huge challenge. The training staff and the medical staff is already starting with an enormous challenge when you think about what we're going to do, and then the position we're putting the players in is going to be challenging as well.
Hey, before I let you go, we were sitting here debating a little while ago. Adam McAlvey brought this up after writing the book for the 50 Years of Brewers Baseball about the team that was most likely, or at least had the most hope to reach a World Series, that 2008, 2011, 2018 team. Give me your thoughts on those, because you were a part of those.
Thoughts on...
Well, just in general, which team do you think kind of had the most hope for Brewers fans to actually reach that World Series, that you felt was the most put together team that had that ability?
Yeah, I mean it's hard. I mean you can point to every one of them. I think the big thing with the 2008 team, I always thought, was the bench Sheets' injury was enormous for that team. I really think that team may have been, you know, if you put a healthy Ben Sheets back on the roster, you know, he got hurt in September. That may have been the team. But it was, it's just that one big starter that you end up missing, which in the playoffs is so huge. The 2011 and 2018 teams, they were so close and so right there that it's just a baseball game and a baseball play that needed to go the other way for those teams. So they were, I've been in 2018. It's a great play by the Dodgers left fielder to me that changed game seven of that series.
Craig, it's always a pleasure. I appreciate the shot. So next time we reconvene, hopefully we're at a baseball park, man. Okay.
Sounds great, Bill. Look forward to it.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. That is Craig Counsell, manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Give me a shot. There you go. I dated myself, I guess. Then again, he's not much younger than I am. It's not like he's some, 21-year-old kid, for God's sakes. He just looks like it. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.